Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and here we are again to have a wonderful show tonight. And we'll start off with the emotional healing. So let's go back 5 days from now in the past and release some energies from you that may have upset you. So this is what the emotional clearing does. Remember, we're on an emotional planet here. And your body's full of the DNA of your emotions, of judgment. So we're trying to get that out of you. So here we go. This is for 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. Oh, boy, I'm yawning. 2 days ago cleared. Must be some stuff there from somebody. So it is Monday. So it'll be Saturday, probably on Saturday, I'm guessing. Here we go. And yesterday cleared and today cleared. Okay. So let's go do a feeling body clearing. 5 days ago cleared. Four days. Holy moly. Oh, it felt good before this year. So here we go. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. So somebody probably on maybe Thursday had some difficulties with feelings. Here we go. Let's do a mind clearing, a mental clearing. 5 days ago cleared. Four days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. Today cleared. Let's do a trauma body clearing. This actually goes a little deeper than the emotional, but you need to have the emotional one done first. If you wish to proceed further to clean out these invisible bodies that keep recycling their stuff. So here's the trauma body. Not everybody needs a trauma body. Everybody does need the emotional, and everybody does need to have the mental. So here's trauma. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. That's good. And let's do a pain body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared. 3 days have some stuff. That would be Friday. Oh, boy. Okay. Saturday, which is 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared and today cleared. So if you listen to this on the BBS archives, then it'll just be days going back, not necessarily the day of the day. Okay? And let's do another clearing here. Let's do your sensory body. This is how you view, see, feel, touch the earth here and the people. This is the way your body responds to living here and the way you consciously feel how life is. So here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a fear body for those of you who are dealing with fear. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days here. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Anger body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, just kind of look upon your past right now, and you're going to notice that maybe something happened to you in the last 5 days that caused a reaction to you, making you maybe feel upset, maybe angry, sad, in fear. Even in pain. So just look at that, and that energy, as you look at it, should have a very far distant appearance to you as far as the way your body's responding. So it'll be like somebody else's movie. And you're going to say, oh, well, this really got me upset when it happened, and I've been storing all this anger in me, regurgitating it, bringing it up over and over again. Now I can look at it and say, oh, it happened, big deal. I'm going to walk away from it and live my life and not live in your past. Otherwise, you're living your complete past history of this lifetime along with every thought of your ancestors. So this clearing is to get rid of the last 5 days, and you do your whole life clearing, then you can view the whole life and you're a whole different person. So we'll see if our co-host is out there. So Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am. Hi, it's Monday today, and I just wanted to let everyone know who is on that feel free to call in If you want to call in, you will use this number, 888-815-9756. And if you are listening to the archives, just know that all the clearings, that all the samples that Ron is doing work anyway. So you are still getting all the benefits except for going to the light ship. That's the only part if we do that. We usually don't do that on Mondays, but as far as the clearings, they all work on the archive as well. So there's a lot of healing that we can do just even listening to you, Ron. And on your website, you have so much on there, and you have a new healing that you mentioned a little bit, which if you scroll down a little bit on the creationlightship.com website, and you scroll down on the left side, under light infusion healing, there's the auric field protection, which is a new healing that you have on there. And he was asking if you could just give a few little pointers on how to use that.
Yeah, just go on the site. Why don't everybody just go to it right now? Just bring up the website, creationlightship.com. And you can Google it or just click it in, and in your address bar there, and get on there. And once it loads up on the left-hand side, just scroll down a little ways, and you're going to start seeing some red letters appear with different types of healings. And it's directly underneath the emergency healing. It'll be the next set of red letters. And so you can do that and click on the light infusion. Underneath that, it'll say the auric field protection. So you're able to click on the site there, and you can do a whole life clearing. It takes, a whole body clearing for 30 minutes. And then some people realize that they've been under attack by people. Maybe they feel... not to sound too negative, but they may feel like they've had daggers thrown at them, you know, for quite a while. And they don't really know that until they start getting them released. And then they go, wow, my back is feeling better. You know, I had this pain between my vertebrae, you know, or my heart center or something. And I think that's coming from my last, say, boyfriend or girlfriend. So you can also, I believe, put their name in there if you want to have them clear too from you, and also clearing them will help. So you have many possibilities here, the front side of you, back side, left, right, top, and bottom. And you can increase it longer if you wish. So if you're dealing with somebody who keeps throwing energy to you, you can bring up the light bean and have the light bean either work for 30 minutes, or it can work up to 8 hours, which is 480 minutes. So a lot of people that I've heard use this are doing it at night now for their sleep, and they feel better, because they're now having the protection done. And this is only available now, most recently, because the Air Spirit is doing the same thing. And so it's able now to help to protect some of the people down here. This is why we're doing it now, because it's a very synchronistic here. It could not have happened, say a month ago. The protection would not be available for you. So back to you, Annika. So do play with it. Have fun. And, it does work. And you're going to have your body actually feeling better afterwards.
Yeah, thank you so much. I just really, really enjoy that one myself. It's been really helpful. So it's very powerful somehow. I don't know why, but I feel that one very strongly. There is a question that have come up a few times when I have emailed with some of the people. I think it's mainly Pauline that have kind of been wanting to ask you, what about cordings that come in by other people? Let's say, many of us might have a picture out on Facebook or Twitter or something, or even possibly with your resume, might not even be a picture on there, but you could have a picture on your business card. What kind of cordings could we be attracting, and how can we protect ourselves? Is that something you say we shouldn't do, and how can you go out there, look for work and network without having to get those courting?
Well, that's an interesting question. Yeah, once you're out there, you know, with the public, you know, working with you or seeing you, or like you're saying, maybe on a business card or your pictures on a website, you can draw people to you to send attack energy to you. If they don't like what you're saying, or maybe they think you're a beautiful person and they want to, you know, attach to you, maybe in a sexual manner. Let's just put it that way, okay? So, yes, it's difficult. You want to just keep those cords off of you. And you have to keep pulling them off. That's the only way you're going to really stay ahead of the game. You can do your life force energy all the time, but that may not be easy to do. It should be done. What I tell people to do is, you know, you have two energies that you're dealing with, okay, with your body. You have your physical body energy, which is your auric field, okay? And then you have your spirit energy, which I'll call your life force energy, your divine energy, source energy. So you can increase that energy, and that will help to protect you as far as psychic attacks, because that source energy will give the people what they need as they connect to you. Most people, when they cord you, want to take away your energy. Maybe they're envious of you, so that's one way. Maybe they're jealous, that's another. But they cord you because, in a sense, they want to do bad things to you, or they just want to suck your energy, thinking they can get part of it. You know, I'm sure that, for instance, you know, like the Holy Grail that Jesus used, which we'll say is the cup that he drank out of, you know, that people call the Holy Grail in that sense, okay? I might not be exactly right there, but there's different schools of thought. But everybody's searching for that cup. They already probably have it someplace, but we'll just say that people are having this quest because they want to get the energy that Jesus used off of that cup. And then you also have the bloodline of Jesus. People want to tap into that. That's probably why the Mormon Church is doing a lot of the bloodline stuff. I'm assuming that, because they go back into that stuff too, as far as, you know, genealogy. But kind of getting away from that, people think that energy is going to be very sacred. Well, it's just energy. You know, it's not, but people want to cord into it to connect to it. So as you have, like, a picture up on the Internet of yourself, and, you know, if you look, you know, say, beautiful in that picture, you may start having people attach to you, maybe to your face. Maybe they'll visualize your body. Maybe you have a full body picture of yourself, and all of a sudden you start feeling aches and pains in your body as you get attached to them by them doing mind thought projections to you. So all that's negative stuff. So what I recommend doing, getting back on track here, is to first, you know, do your, you know, I now increase my life force energy. That'll help you, you know, getting body energy. And then next, what you want to do is, you know, command your spirit more into your body. And that should help you out a whole bunch, okay? Because that life force energy is going to be source energy, and whether it's a positive cord to you or a negative one, the person will still get the energy of source energy, which will help them out a lot. You can also just plug the cord into the sun if you're unable to keep yourself charged up all the time. So the sun has an unlimited supply of energy. Now remember, when you disconnect an energetic cord, that person on the other end of that cord may realize it. Maybe they're taking a lot of your power energy from you, from your power chakra. And so you kind of feel a little tired each day, not knowing why, and then you realize you have a cord and you pull the cord off you, and maybe you gain 20% of your energy. Well, right away the person on the other end, as soon as you disconnect that cord, you know, they're going to feel tired. And if they're conscious of connecting to you, they may say, ah, what happened here? I lost my connection to Sally. I better plug that back in again. And then all of a sudden you may get drained again. But if you have your life force energy increased, then that should help protect you. So that's about your only protection. You can also shrink wrap yourself. That's what I call it. Take your your auric field energy, your body energy now. Remember, they're attaching to your body. So just shrink that so that nobody is walking in and out of your space physically. A lot of people have their auras out at least a couple feet to maybe 10 feet if they're walking, you know, in a room and they want to sample energies around them. Well, as soon as somebody walks into your auric field, your stuff and their stuff kind of does a handshake, and you may be picking up their emotional trauma and baggage coming into you along with entities, even if they don't touch you. So you do want to keep yourself, your body temple sacred and clean, so you want to keep yourself shrink-wrapped. And that's about your only protection, along, you know, too, with being in your body more. So it's one of those difficult things because the light gave everybody free choice, free will, and to the people who want to, you know, abuse that system and connect with people in a negative manner can do so, because the light's not going to stop you. And the dark side will always give you more power and tools to do that anyway. Remember, the dark side will give you everything that you are desiring, because they want to keep you hooked up into the darkness. But the light doesn't do that. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, and I know there's the energetic people cording release clearing, which is an online clearing that you have, Ron.
Yep, that too, and also you have one for the planet too, to get the planet cordings off of you.
Okay, yeah, that one. And also we have on your alien parasitic page, ET parasite clearing, that you can go on monthly and pay for per month. There's also one part of there where you go into implants, if I remember right, and that is cordings to other people that you can release there too.
Yeah, then you have the planets in your natal chart, your horoscope, all these thousands of planets courting you also. So this place is kind of bad for that stuff. You know, we have to be aware. And if you're not aware, then you wonder why your life is not doing well. Some people, I heard a beep there, so we'll get a caller in about a minute here. But some people, and you may know people like this, who like to completely talk about their life experience, and maybe they call up 50 people on their cell phone and tell them what a bad day they're having. Well, what they're doing is they are like weaving a spider web around these people. And it could be you that's listening. So hopefully if it is, maybe you might not do it. But, or you may know somebody who calls you and you wonder, you go, man, this person talked to me for 15 minutes. I kind of feel slimed. Well, these people weave a web around people and they'll lead you like into the storyline of their life experience that they're having, you know, this hour. Maybe they have the next one in another hour, and they call you back over again about their troubles and traumas. And all of a sudden, you're involved in their soap opera. And then they call someone else. Well, each time they call someone else, it gets bigger and bigger. So you're now connected to the person who they called before they called you. You don't know that, but they're still weaving this web, and everybody gets quartered together. So that might be food for thought for everybody. So if you get somebody who's gossiping, telling you about their story, about how bad their life is, which is normally what it is, unless they call you and say they won $1 million in the lottery or $10 million or something, which may not ever happen, but if they do, that'd be great to hear that news. But typically it's all about something that's going on in their lives, how bad it is, poor me. And then that brings up the poor me, poor you, and yourself. And the poor me and everybody else that they talked to before they connected to you is now on your doorstep coming into you. And then you wonder, gee, why did I get slimed? Why do I have all these problems in my life? I only talked to one person on the phone today, and, man, I feel like I weigh 100 pounds heavier. Well, that person just dumped on you everybody's negativity because you're all hooked together. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so let's check if somebody did call in and maybe see if we have somebody online there who wants to ask something. Hello.
Hi, I'm Larry. How are you?
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. Yes, I had a question. Could we get a free sample, Ron, of that, what you said, feeling tired each day, we have a cord, and we could disconnect the cord and increase our life force?
Yeah, okay, let's do our life force energy. So this is mainly for this is for everybody. Not that it's mainly for, but this is for everybody. But the new people may not know what this is about. So what you want to do is increase your life force energy. So just get a piece of paper and write it down. And it's very simple, which is I now increase my life force energy. So this is actually a command to your spirit, okay? Because you're commanding your spirit to bring in more energy to you. So how's it going to bring in more energy? It only has what it has, okay? So it's not going to be inside of you and looking around to turn a dial up, right, to give you more. It's already it. But it will bring in more of itself, which will be more energy, okay? So I need to have that cleared out or understood properly for everybody. So your spirit, if you have 10% spirit energy with you, you will get the full 10% of that energy, as long as it's not a clone spirit or something that's residing with you from the dark side that looks like you. So we'll just keep it simple here that if you're at 10%, you are going to be running 10% of your light energy. Now, when you say, I now increase my life force energy, maybe you might get 0.5% more, which will be additive, you know, added on to the 10%. Now you're at 10.5. Maybe it's only like 0.1%. So yeah, as you keep saying it, you feel stronger and stronger, okay? And you start waking up more. So here we go. And what you want to do to do this exercise here is you want to sample your life force energy first. So you want to have your palm of your hands kind of come in front of your body like you're going to be doing the standard religious prayer. And normally most people are going to be about 6 inches, from where your hands are touching. So kind of point your fingers up, move your hands in front of you, in front of your heart. It doesn't have to be in front of your heart, but that's, you know, more comfortable for everybody. And then pull them apart and come back in slowly. Pull them apart maybe so you're about 3 foot apart. And come in slowly, maybe come, you know, to body width. And you're going to find an invisible ball tension there. Everybody's going to be a little bit different. But most people are probably going to be 1 inch to probably 6 inches at first. And then stop there. And then you're going to say the affirmation, which is, I now increase my life force energy. You don't want to flap your hands back and forth like you're flapping wings of a bird, okay? You just want to know where the energy is. Then move your hands apart about a foot further than what it was before, and then come in again. And you're going to find at some point it'll be stronger or your hands will be further apart. And you keep doing it each time you say the affirmation and after you say the affirmation. So here we go. So I now increase my life force energy. We can all say it together. I now increase my life force energy. Move your hands apart. Come in slowly. I now increase my life force energy. And apart and put them in again. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. And if you're yawning, that's okay. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Your hands should typically be all the way straight out across you, okay? And let's do it 10 more times. We'll get you guys buzzing good. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Last time, I now increase my life force energy. So for most people, they should start to feel pretty warm. You might feel your whole body buzzing, could be tingling. And if you had a blockage in your body, now your spirit will be there where it wasn't before, and you might feel a lot of warmth or tingles there, okay? Some people actually feel maybe their heartbeat there more than what it was before. This is because you have more life force energy. Now, the field around your body is greatly enhanced, okay? It might go out maybe 3 feet from you, which is your life force energy. Now, if somebody sends you a energetic cord, then that cord will not be able to penetrate your body or come into your body energy or field or just come into this life force energy, which is pure spirit. Remember, there's no such thing as hierarchy in the spiritual realms. Only the dark side teaches that. In fact, there's no spiritual realms. It's just the light. And so the light is the light. And when somebody plugs into the light, what do they get? They get light. And this will help them. Even though they may not understand or maybe they're sending you a negative attack, they will get pure light to them. So that light will help them, okay? So you don't want to really send them a negative energy back of any type. Just send them pure light. And the light will help to dispel their darkness from you, okay? And this is what you want to do. I recommend doing this exercise probably 3-4 times a day. And when you do it that long, maybe just do it 10 times. You do want to say it out loud and do it for about a week. And you may say, why do I want to do it for a week? Well, what you're doing is you're training your spirit. Remember, your spirit, people normally don't talk to, okay? So now you're communicating with your spirit. And you have to command your spirit for healing. It doesn't do it on its own, okay? You have to command it because it will not interfere with you in your consciousness, okay? It always sees you as perfect, whether you're in misery or you're in complete, you know, joy. Either way, sadness, it doesn't care because it's along for the ride with you. So it's up to you to call upon it, and then it will do what it can to help you. It will give you maybe some type of advice, but it will never or hardly ever tell you not to do something. It might get your attention, like if you're going to get into a car wreck or something. It might wake you up and alert you, but other than that, it's not going to say you need to go down and buy this particular book at the bookstore, you know, or something like that. Your spirit doesn't do that, okay? Just the dark side does normally. You might be in a bookstore and it might nudge you to go someplace, but it will normally never command you to go out and buy anything or do something because it doesn't work that way. It allows you free choice, free will. So, back to you, Annika. So you should all feel pretty well. And, you know, after you do it with your hands, you know, after you do it for about a week, you don't have to do the hand exercise any longer. You can just move your hands and sample your energy, and they should get popped out automatically alongside of you. It should take you about a half a second. And then you're charged up. If you wish to say it, you can, but normally once you train everything, your body and your spirit, then it does it automatically for you. So it's only an exercise that you probably want to do out loud for about 1 week. And the more often you do it, the better it is. And it will wake you up. And you may not want to do it, you know, if you're going to sleep at night because you may have an extra 2 or 3 hours of life force energy and you may want to go to sleep. It may help you, but, you know, you might want to get some sleep instead. But if you're driving your car and you have to stay up late, then if you do this, you may get an extra hour of time or so where you're fully conscious. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to comment also on what you're doing there that many of you might have thought of as well, is how many pictures of Jesus look just like that, where he holds his hands over his heart chakra and just a little bit apart, or he stands with his arms right out with the hands still, you know, holding the arms right outside of yourself with your palms still facing each other, which is what you're doing in this exercise. And I just think that's really interesting. And also the picture that you have, Ron, you have a picture of the light being underneath the fast chat, if people are on there, and also on your site. And then you have a picture of the Christian Lightship insignia, and next to that is a picture of Jesus where he holds two fingers up, and it's a golden brown picture. And it always, you know, if anyone has seen Ron do his clearings, you all know that it looks very similar to what you're doing when you do the clearings, Ron. I just always wanted to mention that, how it's interesting to me and so wonderful to see that in that picture. And also, Heo was asking if you could also, while you're explaining things here about the life force energy, which is something you can do after a while without even using the words. Just by using your hands, your body will get used to that, which is an easier way sometimes to do it when you're around other people. And also the shrink wrap, how you can shrink wrap around you to hold your own energy more and protect yourself, Ron.
Yeah, so just move your hands. That's easy to do. You know, after you train yourself, you can do it, like I said, a half a second to you're charged up. What I will tell you is that if you are doing working with people with your hands, maybe you're doing massage work, maybe you're working with somebody, maybe a hairdresser or something. Okay, you don't want to get your energy less than body width. So always check your charge. And so you want to be body width or more. If you're body width or less, then typically you're going to be giving them your own life force energy when you're working with them, okay? And you may feel yourself getting drained through the process or whatever you're doing with that person. So you want to be always body width or more when you work with somebody. So I just thought I'd throw that out there.
The shrink wrap, maybe you can explain that.
Yes, on the shrink wrap, what you want to do is just, in a sense, visualize. You're pulling your auric field directly into your body, okay? So it's even with your skin. And just kind of visualize, like you see in boxes, being shrink wrapped, and you want to bring it right into you. That you can do instantly. In fact, I'll do that for everyone right now. So as you're listening, we're going to take your body energy, your auric field energy, and this is with your permission. We're going to bring it out 3 feet away from you. Okay, I'll just count to five to do that. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now your energy is 3 feet around you. And so you may have psychic awareness 3 feet out. What I'll do now is go out 10 feet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now you're out 10 feet all around you. So now you should have a pretty good field as far as sampling energy. This is like your psychic radar, okay? So it's going out 10 feet around you. It'll be naturally better and stronger as you face forward because your spirit's facing forward. So behind you might be a couple of feet, or in front of you it may be 10 feet, okay? Now we're going to bring it right to your body. I'll count to five again. Come right down to your body, to your skin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there. So you should feel a difference instantly. Now what happens if your auric field's out 10 feet, as you walk in and out of stores and people are around you, like I said, you're picking up their stuff. And their field's out too, and you're shaking hands, we'll say, energetically to everybody. And they're showing you their baggage, their garbage, and you're taking it on, whether you know it or not. And you wonder why you got slimed. So this is why you want to do the shrink wrap. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, here was wondering while we're on this subject here about the different ways to protect ourselves, about the aluminium foil protection for the feet during the night.
Okay, that gets into a little different topic here. What some people do, so we're now switching into a different chapter of the Creation Life Shift Healings here. So we're now going to talk about alien abductions, alien attacks, okay? So for the newcomers, we're now on a different show, okay? So this is about people who have had and who are having attacks by the aliens, okay? So as you're listening right now, you're wondering, gee, I thought this show is about having light and our spirit. Well, this is what this show is about, giving you information. So if you're one of those people, and or maybe you know somebody, who when they're going to sleep at night, they're laying there very peaceful, and before they get to sleep or during their sleep, their body jerks. Or maybe they keep scratching their feet for no reason at all. Maybe they're jerking all the time. Well, what happens is these dark side beings are actually working with your meridians on the bottom of your feet. So they're putting pins into your feet. So next time that happens to you, you might relate to it now as being a pin prick in place of something like itching your foot or something, okay? And that's why you're jerking. So basically, they're attempting, not attempting, they are putting energies into your meridians. They can run all types of energies into your body that way. That's your gateway into your body energetics. So the question was about putting like tinfoil, aluminum foil on your feet. So what that does, somehow that sort of cuts down the energy quite a bit, maybe 90% or so of them attempting to find that area on you, and you may not be able to suffer as bad with these alien attacks going on. So some people put it inside of like a baseball hat or something. They put it up, you know, in the hat so nobody can see it. That's if you walked around, you know, with a piece of tinfoil on your head, you may get a lot of looks. You know, there are some religions who wear little hats on their heads, you know, and that probably is a takeoff from that, but they're not using metal, okay? There's probably a reason for it. I don't do any investigations of that, but there's got to be a reason. And also, you know, just by changing the energy of your crown chakra, that also affects you. I'll just switch a little bit here in my conversation here. Remember in the old days, the young people don't know about this here, but us older people, we'll say it was over 39 here, I guess, we probably have heard about the dunce hat, okay? So in the old days, that was kind of common. You know, people talked about the dunce hat, and that's like a pointed hat that the school teacher would put on a student's head, and they'd put him in the corner. So somehow having a funnel type of hat they put over their head, you know, that might be a foot tall or something, might actually help the person have more consciousness. I don't know, but I'll just throw that out to you. You guys can look at that up yourself and check it out. But anyway, and then you have some people who wear sun hats that are pointed. I remember seeing pictures, you know, going to like, you know, elementary school way back when, and they'd show pictures of different countries, and they'd always show like the maybe the Chinese, you know, picking rice or something, or the Japanese picking rice in those films with these hats on. So they may do something besides, you know, keeping the sun off of you. But anyway, different cultures have different things, but the tinfoil, getting back to the alien attack, does help. Some people will feel attacked, like on their power chakra, or will normally put a little piece of tinfoil there, front and back, and it helps them. The only drawback to doing this is the fact that the tinfoil does not let the heat out, so you may get very warm there, and that's the main drawback to it. Aside, you know, if you have it outside of your body, you might look kind of weird, but, you know, it doesn't make any difference to some people because they feel better. But anyway, back to you, Annika. So, yeah, the reason why you put tinfoil around you, I've even had people make like a tent out of aluminum foil, tin foil, and put it over their bed. They don't have to necessarily ground it to the earth. Just by making it and having it there, it actually, you know, does work too. So, food for thought for everybody. So if you don't do this, continuing on to the same theme here, if you do feel your body jerking, they have your actual coordinates of where you're sleeping, okay? So it's like a GPS rating location for you. If you move over a few feet, it may take them a couple hours to find you. If you switch beds and change the location of where you're going to be even, you may have a peaceful night sleeping. So, and some people who are under attack a lot, who consciously know about it and who are in fear a lot, not that, you know, being in fear is going to bring the attack on more, but these people are very astute, and they have, like I say, in the past, maybe a van set up with a bed in it, and they go off and they move their vehicle every few hours at night to prevent this from happening to them. But anyway, that's what I can talk about that with. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. Anna was asking early on here if you can do some healings or let her know of what kind of healing would help with fluctuating hormones.
Boy, I don't think I have a hormone clearing on the website. Anything come to mind for you, Annika? I'm trying to think
well,
here.
I'm thinking of, you know, charging a few objects that you wear, or charging a drink, or charging water for hormonal balancing. That's always a good one.
Yeah, you might even try doing the immune system, too, possibly. That might help. And also the mind of the body, because the mind of the body is your healer. So you may want to try that healing first.
Yeah. And
mind
also,
of the body clearing.
Yeah, so you're saying basically infection body and mind of the body.
Yeah, I think those two might do it. And then the, yeah, that sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm. Marie was asking, since the Earth Spirit is moving its energy to the outer layers, how does that affect our food source, if it does? For instance, the minerals and vitamins in our food grown in the Earth.
Ideally, by it leaving with the placeholders in place, it would probably actually have more light, because what's there does not have judgment. And so, like yourself, you know, we all have judgment, and so that's why parts of our body die first or have problems. So with the Earth Spirit being removed, it still has judgment in it from all of the other stuff being slimed by the aliens and et cetera. So I'm sure that the energy of the Earth is at a much higher rate now than what it this would be like the energy of creation coming into here, okay? This is creation energy coming to the Earth to take the place of a spirit that's been traumatized and wounded and having part of itself stolen by the darkness. So the energy on the planet should be very, very, very high right now.
Okay. And Mia was asking for a planetary cording release clearing or a parallel life disconnect sample.
Okay, we'll do a planetary clearing. So for you listening, just think of a place on your body that maybe has difficulties, could be a pain, could be maybe a cut that you may have. It could be an infection. It could be anything like that. So it's going to be affecting you physically, okay? Could even be a sore tooth, okay? So here we go. First planet released. Second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. There we go. So again, do a body scan, and you might want to get up and walk a few steps, maybe 10 steps or so, and just kind of see how you're feeling now. And back to you, Annika.
Okay, and then we have some questions about the barcodes. Question mark is asking, abduction barcode recommended to stop them from tracking and or attacking of aliens. So what I'm seeing is, yeah, if you could talk a little bit about the abduction barcode.
Yeah, that's one of the more sad things here is that the aliens have your number and they have your body energy. Remember, your body has been connected to them. And so it just depends what race, you know, which ones, you know, there could be lots of these barcodes, okay? So just doing one clearing will help you, okay? So how do I say this here? Most people, their mind just goes that they just have one barcode and that's it. So when you do this clearing, you may get maybe 100 barcodes taken off of you. So just because, you know, we just think that there's only one alien out there attaching to you, that's where people's minds go to first. Oh, I'm being attached by an alien race. Well, remember, they're all looking at you as their laboratory specimen, their laboratory rat. So, you know, they may actually be having wars over, you know, you trying to get you as a specimen, you know. So they're doing their own stuff to get you. So, you know, you could have 1,000 of these things attached to you. So you could have 1,000 different abductions, not even knowing what's going on, because you don't know anyway. And you're being experimented many, many times for different reasons. So this is a very good thing to have, is the alien abduction barcode taken off of you. And that way they won't be able to find you. So another way of saying it, in the UFO terminology, this would be called an implant, okay? And it would be called a tracking implant. Well, whatever's there, they get off of you. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, and then I also know that, you know, one of the barcodes that we've been talking a lot about lately, because it was one of the ones that we found more recently, I shouldn't say we, but, you know, I kept bugging you to get that one, not bugging as in that meaning of the word, but I remember thinking there's got to be something there, and then you found that one, so that is the death barcode. And you have that one online, Ron, and it's just helped so many of us. I cannot even tell you how much it's been helpful for me and my family. And I have some questions regarding that clearing. Some people have been asking me if you have to be in front of the computer the whole time. When, let's say that might be 8 hours or longer when you clear the barcode off you, and also, can you have any other clearings going on at the same time?
No, I would not do any other clearings at the same time. And yes, you most certainly need to be in front of your computer for the 8 hours. You don't have to be in front of it continuously, but you do have to be in front of it to change the settings, okay? So that's what the way it works, okay? So each barcode takes typically 2 hours to do, and you have to change your settings after the first barcode removal, which there's three parts to it. So the first part is 1 hour, and then you have to click onto the second part, which is the next half an hour for, you know, emotional trauma. And if you need to do more emotional traumas, as far as time, you can do that additional, too. So, yes, there's no shortcut to this clearing. And, you know, it just depends how much you're dedicated to life. So it takes 8 hours, typically. Now, some people, after they have done the, say, 6 to 8 hour clearing, so it does take 2 hours per barcode. And some people need additional time, so I say to take extra time there. So give yourself 2 additional hours, okay? But if for some reason you don't feel the emotional, you know, traumas and stuff, and you go through it as normal, as far as the standard time of 2 hours per barcode, so 2 times 3 equals 6 hours. Now, you get done with that, and you ask your spirit, do I have any more? And they might say, well, you have 4 more to do. So the next question you may ask, well, geez, I don't have 8 hours additional to do maybe, you know, 8 more of these or so. Well, you could do them at a different time. If you can do it and stay online, then just keep doing it. But you could stop after the first three. I would rather have you continue on if you could, only because I don't want the dark side to creep into your energetic field. Because naturally, you know, the dark side will come into us and say, well, you know, when you first do it, you could say, I'm going to do it next weekend. That's when I have my time to do it. I can do it maybe on a Sunday. And then the next Sunday comes, and the dark side changes your plans, and you do something else, and then also the next week comes. Well, all of a sudden, you know, you're going to be losing the energy on it because they're going to be interfering with you. So at that point, you know, if you wait maybe 2 or 3 weeks, then you have to do the whole clearing over again and start from the get-go, like you never got on it, to start over again. So that's the way these clearings work. You must do it. And there's no shortcut to it. It's just that's what it takes. You know, you have to look at it. You go to work every day, and you spend 8 hours going to work. Maybe you spend, you know, 3 hours driving, hour and a half both ways, and that's what your day is. You know, it's maybe you have an 11-hour day to go to work. Well, this is an 8-hour day, so you have to just plan it. And, you know, it's how much do you love yourself to do these clearings. That's the whole thing, It's not, you know, nothing that's too complicated. You just sit in front of your computer and do it. You can read a book if you wish, but just be there to click it over. You can do some housework. You can do your dishes. But, you know, do stay close to your monitor screen. So back to you, Annika. And,
yeah.
Oh, I will say, too, before time runs out, this coming Saturday is our special once-a-month four-hour Ascension call. And so if you wish to get on that, we do wonderful healing. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and that would be equated to 4 o'clock Eastern. And it's, you know, just a wonderful call. So you want to come on that if you can. It's $60. You can go to the website, and on the very top, it'll say the four-hour call there. And click on it. It'll go right into PayPal. You can pay it and get the information there. It's very, very simple to do. So back to you, Annika. And you can also do it absentee if you wish.
Yeah, it's so wonderful to be on the Lightship for that long and just have different work done on us to really be in the light. And that was actually Everett was asking about how do we stay more in the light. And I think you covered some of that when you went through obviously the life force energy that we can command every day and commanding our spirit back into our bodies all the time, staying in the heart, protecting ourselves in various ways. And he was asking if there is an attachment sample or anything else, but I don't know of anything like that yet.
Nope, not yet. Just keep out of the mind. Stay in your heart. And yes, if you wish to do that clearing over again, I see from Healer, is it okay to repeat the barcodes? Yeah, you could repeat it, but if it's done once, it does not have to be repeated. So all the clearings that we have on the website are 100% when they're completed. So there's really no need to go back into it again. You could do it if you want, no problem, but I don't see any need to do that. Because it's not going to give you anything more than what you already had. So it's not that the light beam is only going to do 80% and then you have to catch up and do another 20% at a different date. No. Once it's done, it's completed. So that's the way it works. You could go back in it if you wish. Maybe you did it, say, a month ago, and for some reason you did three and you think you maybe have another one. Well, then first check with your heart, and if you do have another one, then you have to go through and do four of them all in a row, okay? You just can't do the one, just do all four in a row, but typically you should ask at that time, but 90% of the people have three, and you can clear up to 10 of them if you wish. So, you know, do provide the time, but you may only have two, so maybe it'd be less time for you, but most people automatically do three. And they know that that's what they had or less, and they feel great. So, and you will feel yourself feeling less stress. You might feel like you're about 10% younger, and you're going to feel happier. And you're going to get a lot more life force to your body, and that's your spirit energy coming to you. Back to you, Annika, and you may start to look younger, too.
Yeah. So Chris was just wondering if you could briefly mention about the four barcodes, Ron, that we need to get off for in order for ascension.
Well, you want to get the alien barcode off of off your body, number one. That'll keep you from being abducted. The second one would be the spirit barcode off your spirit so it doesn't go sideways through some strange universe. The next one would be the mind barcode, where they actually tap into your mind consciousness to make you think that you need to not do the ascension and other things, too. The next one, I'm just not getting right now which one that one is. If you know, Chris, type it in there and I can talk about it. But
could it be the dark side ascension?
Oh, yeah. What they do is give you the a barcode for ascension for the dark side, okay? That's basically it. So that you think that you need to go to a different location to do the ascension. So you follow that process, too.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Ron. We have about 1 minute, I think. I don't know if you want to bring in some energy for us to have on the light being before we say goodbye.
Yeah, so our next show is on Wednesday. We're going to be having a conference call coming up in the next half an hour. So if you're listening, these calls are $20. It's a one-hour lightship healing. And this is where you go to the lightship for an hour of time and have physical healing done. Those are Mondays and Fridays. So here we go. Bringing in some peace energy to the light beam. So again, scroll down a little ways on the monitor screen. And you'll see a light beam there. And I'll count to 10. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Bringing it in. 13, I'll go to 20, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. There's the light beam energy coming in with peace. And we did change, for you people who've been online with the online healings, if you have the unlimited, you can go back onto it right now and check. We increased the intensity of the healings. It used to be 1 to 10, now it's 1 to 20. And so you're going to have some more energy coming into you, and we also put the non-gender light beam there too. So you can sample the male energy, the female energy, and non-gender for your healing. So this will be a treat for all of you. So here we go. And the barcode, the clearing that we're talking about is $150, and that does all the barcodes that you're having done, whether it's you know, the typical three, or if it's a typical maybe 20 if you have, you know, a lot of them, but normally people don't have over, we have it going up to 10. Most people probably aren't going to have more than 8 of them. So anyway, it's one price for all of them. Then you get a free clearing for the same process, which you'll be doing the next week typically, for the 8 hours of time, and that's for the emotional stress barcode release. So just check it out, and you can have a wonderful time at it, and it's great for parents, because they're older than you are, and they probably are already going through their barcodes if you're younger. So, say blessings to all of you, and see you later, everybody. Bye.
Bye.